Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about number 8 on our list of brain-boosting supplements. This is one that most people already know about, but I just wanted to kind of go over why it's important. And we're going to talk about today how omega-3 fish oil affects your brain and mental health. So fish oil is a popular over-the-counter supplement extracted from fatty fish like sardines, anchovies, mackerel, and salmon. If you'll remember, those are some of the smash fish that Dr. Bredesen recommends, the salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring is the one thing that's not in there. Fish oil primarily contains two types of omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. That's eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid, which are all well known for their heart health and skin benefits. However, fish oil also has an incredible impact on the brain, especially when it comes to mild memory loss and depression. So we're going to talk about the research of how this may affect your brain and mental health. So what are fish oil omega-3s? They are polyunsaturated fats responsible for most of the brain and mental health benefits of the fish oil, those omega-3 fatty acids. Now, fish oil primarily contains two types of omega-3s, like we talked about, EPA and DHA. These two fatty acids are components of cell membranes and have powerful anti-inflammatory functions in the body. They are also well known for their critical roles in human development and heart health. In the human diet, EPA and DHA are almost exclusively found in fatty fish and fish oil. Because most people do not consume the recommended amounts of fish, many people likely fall short of getting enough EPA and DHA in their diet. Unfortunately, the American diet is very high in omega-6s. We get plenty of those, but we want omega-3s. The body can make EPA and DHA out of another omega-3 called alpha-linoleic acid, or ALA. ALA is found in a number of food sources, such as walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, canola oil, soybeans, and soybean oil. However, humans can't convert ALA to EPA and DHA very efficiently, with estimates reporting that less than 10% of the amount of ALA you consume is converted to EPA or DHA. Therefore, taking fish oils may be a good option, especially for those who don't eat much fish but are still looking to gain some of the health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. So how do they affect the brain? The omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, are critical for normal brain function and development throughout the stages of life. EPA and DHA seem to have important roles in the developing baby's brain. In fact, several studies have correlated pregnant women's fish intake or fish oil use with higher scores for their children on tests of intelligence and brain function in early childhood. These fatty acids are also vital for the maintenance of normal brain function throughout life. They are abundant in the cell membranes of brain cells, preserving cell membrane health and facilitating communication between brain cells. When animals are fed diets without omega-3 fatty acids, the amount of DHA in their brains decreases and they tend to experience deficits in learning and memory. In older adults, lower levels of DHA in the blood have been associated with smaller brain size, which is a sign of accelerated brain aging. Now, I was just watching a special with Dr. Daniel Amen, and he was talking about how he calls it diabesity. So that relates to the bigger your body is, the heavier you are, the smaller your brain is. He compares it to dinosaurs. He's like, if we're a big body like a dinosaur, their brains are really small. So clearly, it is important to make sure you get enough omega-3 fatty acids to avoid some of these detrimental effects on brain function and development. So let's talk about memory loss. The omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil play important roles in brain function and development. There are also claims that fish oil can improve brain function in people with memory problems, such as those with Alzheimer's disease or other cognitive impairments. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia and impacts brain function and quality of life in millions of elderly adults, some as young as in their 40s. Finding a supplement that could improve brain function in this population would be a major life-changing discovery. Unfortunately, here we go with the unfortunately's again. A review of the research found no compelling evidence that omega-3 supplements like fish oil improve brain function in people with Alzheimer's disease. On the other hand, to cover all the bases, several studies have suggested that taking fish oil supplements may improve brain function in people with more mild types of brain conditions, like mild cognitive impairment or age-related cognitive decline. These types of conditions aren't quite as severe as Alzheimer's disease, but they still result in memory loss and sometimes other types of impaired brain function. One study gave 485 older adults with age-related cognitive decline either 900 milligrams of DHA or a placebo every day, 900 milligrams. After 24 weeks, those taking DHA performed better on memory and learning tests. Similarly, another study investigated the effects of taking 1.8 grams, which is 1,800 milligrams, of omega-3s from fish oil supplements daily for 24 weeks. The researchers found improvement in brain function in people with MCI, but not a lot of benefit for those with Alzheimer's disease. Because, once again, this is only one aspect of Alzheimer's. There's multiple factors that can cause Alzheimer's. Based on this research, it appears that fish oil supplements may be most beneficial when people start taking them in the early stages of brain function decline. If you wait too long, fish oil may be of little benefit to the brain. But you have to consider 60% of your brain is fat, and so it likes having that fat. So keep that in mind. And it's good for your skin and everything else, too. They've also shown that fish oil may help depression. Finding treatments for depression and other mental health disorders continues to be a public health priority, and the desire of non-medicinal interventions to improve symptoms will likely increase. People have long thought that fish oil is linked to improvements in mental health, but does the research actually back up this claim? Let's see. A recent review of clinical studies concluded that taking fish oil supplements improved depressive symptoms in people with depression, with effects comparable to those of antidepressant medications. All right. However, the greatest improvements in depressive symptoms seem to occur in people who were also taking antidepressants. Additionally, people tended to see greater effects when the fish oil supplement contained higher doses of EPA. So it's interesting, for DHA seems to show good improvement for cognitive function, but for depression, the EPA seems to be more popular. It is still unclear how EPA and omega-3s improve depressive symptoms. Researchers have suggested it may be related to their effects on serotonin and serotonin receptors in the brain. But keep in mind, 80% of your serotonin is actually created in the gut. It's the gut-brain connection. Others have proposed that omega-3s from fish oil could improve depressive symptoms through anti-inflammatory effects. Additional evidence suggests that fish oil may improve other mental health conditions like borderline personality disorder and bipolar disorder. However, more high-quality research is needed before the medical community can make definitive recommendations. And this is something I think is interesting. It says that fish oil does not improve brain function in healthy people. It might not improve it, but I personally believe that it acts like a preventative to slow down the cognitive decline. So we discussed the effects of fish oil on Alzheimer's disease and mild declines in brain function, but many wonder about its effects in people with normal brain function. Observational studies report that eating more omega-3 fatty acids from fish is significantly correlated with better brain function. However, these studies evaluated fish consumption, not fish oil supplements. Furthermore, correlational studies like these can't prove cause and effect. Most of the higher quality controlled studies agree that supplementing with omega-3s from fish oil does not appear to improve brain function in healthy individuals. With no existing memory problems. In a study of 159 young adults taking supplements containing 1 gram, 1,000 milligrams, of fish oil per day, did not improve brain function compared to a placebo. Similarly, multiple studies in older adults have shown that taking fish oil supplements did not improve measures of brain function in people with no memory problems already. So it doesn't make you superhuman, but if you have some issues, it might help you. Should you take fish oil for your brain? Let's get down to it. Based on the best research available, you may want to consider taking fish oil if you have experienced a mild decline in brain function or been diagnosed with depression. There could be other health reasons for you to take fish oil supplements, but these two groups of people will likely see the most benefits as far as brain and mental health are concerned. There are no official recommendations regarding how much omega-3s from fish oil you need to take to see benefits in brain function and mental health. These amounts used in the research vary from study to study. Personally, I like to recommend, in the office, we recommend 3,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has set a safe upper limit for the intake of omega-3 fatty acid supplements at 3,000 milligrams per day, but the European Food Safety Authority has set their recommendations a little higher at no more than 5,000 milligrams per day. And that's what's interesting, because if you do take higher doses, basically it causes diarrhea. So loose stools is an issue if you take too much of it, and that's really about it. Taking 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil daily is likely a good starting point that is well under the recommended upper limit. People with depression should choose fish oil supplements with higher amounts of EPA. So it's like I was talking about before, DHA for cognitive function and EPA if you have depression. It is very important to read labels carefully when evaluating fish oil supplements. A 1,000 milligram capsule of fish oil might contain less than 500 milligrams of actual omega-3 fatty acids. This will vary from brand to brand, which brings me to the point that we do have a link in the description of this podcast, and I can put it underneath this Facebook Live video as well, to go to a specific type of omega-3 supplement that is really great. In general, fish oil supplements are considered safe at dosages under those that were mentioned previously. However, as always, you should inform your physician before starting fish oil supplements because of their potential effects on blood clotting. Basically, they're saying if you're already taking some sort of prescription medication, that it's going to work and do the same job that that prescription does. So if you're doubling up, then that could cause a problem. This is especially important if you're currently taking blood-thinning medications or have an upcoming surgery. Bottom line, EPA and DHA are omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil that are vital for normal brain function and development. So that's the bottom line. So they're saying, yes, it's vital. People with depression or a mild decline in brain function should consider taking omega-3s from fish oil, as they may see improvements in their symptoms and brain function. All right. Although fish oil is typically praised for its benefits for heart health, it is also incredibly effective on brain and mental health that is very worthy of attention. So that is the number 8 supplement for brain health, omega-3 fatty acids. Oh, there's little Ricky over there scratching. Nice. I also have a link to the Brain Builders Masterclass in the description of the podcast, and I will put a link in as well in the description of this Facebook Live. Registration is currently closed, but we are adding people to the wait list daily. We try to limit the group to about between 50 to 75 people. It is an online group. We have it every Friday at 6 p.m., it's a 6-week-long program. Depending on if we get everything covered that we need to cover, we're going to add some bonus classes in there as well. I just watched a special with Dr. Daniel Amen that was really interesting, because he talked about how important it is to have quality sleep. You need to have at least 7 hours of quality REM sleep every night, because that is when the brain cleans itself. And he said if you get less than 7 hours, then the cleaning crew doesn't have enough time to clean your brain properly and get all the stuff out that you've put in during the day. He is also right in line with Dr. Bredesen in saying to avoid sugar, which also means avoiding potatoes, white potatoes, rice, pasta, things like that, because that just converts to sugar in your system anyway. And so it's important to have a low glycemic intake of foods. And eat lots of bright-colored vegetables and fruits. So as I said before, there'll be a link to the waitlist for the masterclass group. We're having a lot of fun in there, as much fun as you can have in a group talking about cognitive decline. We covered some serious topics. We had E. Patrick Miller, the Zen coach, was on there last time to kind of help give us some strategies on how to handle being a caregiver when you're taking care of someone you care about, or a spouse as well. I'm assuming you care about them too. But that's it for the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. I hope you enjoyed this and found it useful, and we will see you next time.